This is CliffCentral.com. Vagina,
I am queen of vagina, queen of vagina, vagina, vagina. Penis, promiscuous. I am queen of vagina, queen of vagina, vagina, vagina. Penis, promiscuous. Come and have sex with my vagina, oh. Come and have sex with my vagina. My vagina is ready
for your penis. Wet vagina, juicy vagina. Oh.
Wet vagina, juicy vagina.
Oh.
Come and have sex
in my vagina. Oh.
Wow, what a song, huh? Morning, everybody. Yes, it's time for a radio show. Well, that's what they call it, right? Yesterday I was on radio again for the first time in a long time. Yeah.
Which one?
Jacaranda.
You know,
Rian van Heerden is he's an old friend of mine, right? He was the guy who put me on campus radio for the first time. So I kind of owe him, and you know, I will never go on any of these other radio shows because I don't have any respect for the hosts. And then he asked me the other day, and I thought, how can I get out of this? Because I don't want to do this. You know me, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to be on anyone's show. I don't want to do an interview.
Mm-hmm. They must all come here, damn it.
Well, listen, you want to know something about me? You've got 2 hours a day. It used to be 3, 5 days a week. So there's plenty. There's so much material. If you're that interested in me, you want to interview me, come here. I'm not going to go to you.
So anyway, how did it end up?
Well, I said to him, look, I cannot say no to you because, you know, we've stayed friends for a long time. He's a very, very interesting human being. He's complex as all hell. He's very intelligent. He's got a completely different way of seeing the world to almost anyone I've ever met. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to go on anyone's show, it might as well be his. But I said to him, no shtick. We're not going to do, like, I'm not going to come here and perform. And he said, no, that's fine. I said, I'm going to go on and we're going to talk. You know, you could decide whatever you want to talk about. I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't say.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can and can't ask me. You go ahead with anything you like.
So you didn't have to play games and things.
No, but they did when I got there. They made me pretend I was doing the show because they've got contract negotiations now.
Okay.
And they made me pretend I'd taken over his show. So they started off, they'd made a jingle and... You know, they said I must do this opening link. You remember all this stuff?
Yes.
Loved that.
Yeah, this is Gareth Cliff on whatever the numbers are in the channel or whatever, you know. And here's the guy with the – guess who's doing the sport there on his show? Joe Mann.
Goodness me, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, Joe Mann is doing his sport. There's a guy called Tabiso who's doing the traffic. Very cool young man. There's a dude.
Who's the newsreader?
Someone called Nathan. I've never met Nathan before, but seemingly very competent. They do half in English and half in Afrikaans. It's a strange thing. But I mean, I spoke a bit of Afrikaans too, and look, we had a good chat. You get the feeling when you're in a good radio show that you're not on a radio show, that you're actually there just
chatting.
Talking to someone you know. And I like that. I like Rian. He's a good guy. He's really one of the I would say he's almost the only guy I respect Fresh. No, they're two guys. It's him and Fresh, really. I don't have a lot of respect. The rest are okay. And there are a couple of them who I have time for. One or two of them who are my friends.
Yeah.
I mean I've gotta say, like, I have respect for Anele. You know?
Yes.
I think she gets a little activist some of the time, and I think that probably damages her more than she realizes. But she's young; she's got to have a go. And
I still have a soft spot for Roger Good.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
He's doing mornings on 5FM.
Is he?
And I just think that's a. I think I have respect for his journey, where he's. I mean, he's as mad as a hatter.
Getting out of Simonstown, is that?
I knew it was going to go somewhere.
No, I'm just curious.
Odd.
No, I don't have. Listen, please, don't get me wrong.
Is that
just because? Just because I don't respect some of these people doesn't mean that I hate them. I don't have an issue with these guys and girls. Mm. I mean, it's all very nice. I said to Rian yesterday, I don't miss radio at all.
Mm-mm.
There was nothing about that. It kept having to go to traffic.
No, I was thinking about it this morning, and I'm sorry to say, but some buildings carry like a toxicity.
No, the SABC.
And that building, doesn't matter which channel you're on.
It's rotten.
Do you want to just walk through there with burning sage?
Well, that place used to be the propaganda arm of the apartheid government.
Mm.
I mean, that's like going into the Stasi prison of East Berlin. It's not a nice place. These studios that they have at Jacaranda, very nice studios. They look onto the highway, though, which is kind of disconcerting. You see all those people with miserable faces in the traffic.
The rat race.
Yeah. But it was fun. I didn't hate it.
I'm starting to figure out, though, to truly find out what you think of a person, they need to ask you to do something that you ordinarily wouldn't do.
Yeah, and then I'll
say... just to get you out of the house.
Yeah, and then I'll say no.
I'll be like, okay, Gareth, values me, doesn't... Right. Okay, yeah, that's the way. You did it for Harry Sideropoulos, and that was very cool.
Well, also, I kind of feel with Harry, he was here for our first show, and he's always been a real supporter. So part of me was just... it was a duty to do it. But I enjoyed the show. His show was good.
Mm.
And I would recommend... I think it's over now. Or maybe there's a few... Maybe there's still... you catch one or two performances. But he really put his heart and soul into it. And it's very good.
Mm.
He's a good performer. Mm. Anyway, so there's a little feedback.
Mm. Here we go.
From Jacaranda.
Yeah, and Sia and I were on with Jeremy Maggs last week.
I really enjoyed that slot.
Oh, did you see it?
I watched it.
Oh, you saw it. What did you
think? My mum called me. I was in the kitchen.
She said, look, I can't believe this arsehole's on TV again.
Yeah, she was talking about me because there was some snippets from when we first started.
Yeah, there was a nice shot of you and Mabali all dolled up. You were looking... remember how you used to have to put on makeup and dress all fancy?
Oh, my word. It was exhausting.
For that.
Cameras in the studio.
I used to have to take photographs of my outfit so I didn't wear the same thing the next day or the day after.
Really? You had to create a little catalogue.
Yeah, this excites you.
No, it's like I didn't think of it.
We were on that TV channel, Comedy Central. We were on there for a month, and I had to cancel it. It was just driving us all crazy. Do you remember we used to have to go to spot breaks in time with the satellite?
Mm.
We had to be – there was a delay because we were going via London.
Mm.
It was an ambitious but just unworkable plan. It was a horrible experiment for me. I personally could not – it was one of the worst periods – of doing a show because you couldn't talk like this. You couldn't have a conversation with anybody. It was
felt stilted.
Felt like that was the reason I'd left radio, and then I was suddenly back in that situation.
Yeah. Just the coordination process behind the scenes.
And I remember we had Nando's come and bring us a breakfast. You know, they were so supportive in those first few days. They were one of the few big businesses that came immediately and said, we want to be part of whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
It was so, I thought, what Everyone a great.
Everyone else was so scared because of a few swear words.
Yeah. And Nando said, you know what? We back you guys. We're here. And I will always, always support that company as a result of that. And I know my audience will too. Not that you need any persuasion. They're what they make and what they sell is just superb. And their restaurants are always beautiful. And, you know, they do so much good to fight malaria and a bunch of other things. But they came in here and they gave us breakfast. And then I mentioned that, which you do on a show, especially if it's your show.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, big thank you because Julius Malema was in here. And Julius and I had chicken together, which I thought was kind of funny. So I mentioned, you know, thanks Nando's. Well, did the shit hit the fan with these people from the TV channel. Oh, you! If you're going to mention a sponsor, we need our share. I suddenly looked at this and I said to Rena, my business partner, I said, this is never going to work.
Was that it for you?
Well, from that day on, I was just waiting to get out.
Yeah.
Really. It was just, you know, when you look at a relationship that you're in, a girlfriend, boyfriend, you look them in the eye and you just realize you don't love this person anymore. And it's now just a matter of time. Someone's going to quit. And if you're going to be the strong one, you need to get out first.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We sat in a meeting with them. I mean, they're very nice people. And I appreciated the fact they were willing to do something really innovative. It was the first time that they've ever attempted to do a full radio show on television. And it was groundbreaking and all the things that I wanted it to be from an example point of view. But, oh, my God, it would never have worked.
Look, and we learned a lot. That experience.
Yeah, I learned never to go on TV again.
Okay.
Which is why from then on I haven't been. Anyway, so Jeremy Maggs, he was wearing pants. And you know, we've always suspected
that he didn't.
We always thought that during Maggs on Media, he wouldn't be wearing pants.
But so he was.
Yeah.
Lo and behold.
Yeah, he didn't have his cock out or anything.
That was the day I have to say I wasn't wimping as much, but I was so sick and I didn't tell you.
You were wimping like what was? What
do you mean? I was whining and bitching and moaning in my own head.
I was like mom proud of you.
I was so sick.
I kept on saying to everyone sitting down because now I'd press pause and
another crowd had arrived.
And
yeah.
Dad and brother, everyone's there.
Leanne's whole family had gathered around the TV.
Yeah,
first time they've seen her on TV in ages. They say, "What, you're back?"
Yeah, we didn't know that you were doing things, and I was like, and this is Sia, and you won't believe how old he is, and look how mature he is, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, really mom proud. It was ridiculous.
Thank you.
And then I was like, no, you have to meet him. I'm going to invite him for dinner.
Well, we were thinking we're going to have a family day here. So if you can get your mom up the stairs, then you're welcome to bring
the stairs. We'll have to arrive at about 3 a.m.
Is it a huge hassle?
Do you know how heavy a person is with a chair?
Well, we carried people up these stairs before. This is the least wheelchair-friendly building in the world,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. I don't know how you're still standing.
Not ideal.
Well, it is good from the point of view that I get a leg workout every time I come to work.
Yeah, not so much for me. I have to use my asthma pump as soon as I get up.
The wheezing.
Literally.
All right. So someone says, Inati says, I listened to that show yesterday that you were on. I must say radio is boring. It's really boring. Well, that's what I said. At one point, we were talking to each other, and I said to Rian, do your audience care about this?
Mm.
And he just laughed. But I realized,
because he's been at it really for years, but specifically with Jacaranda, there was a point where he left and said he was done and that's it, and then was called back again. So clearly he enjoys it.
He's always had a very difficult time with management because he's so different and he can't be controlled. Like, the more you control him, the less he cooperates.
And what are management there to do?
Leave you alone.
Control.
Well, no, that
somebody needs to control.
Good management know to leave you alone. And he and I have spoken to each other over the years about how management, because he was my first manager, right?
Yeah.
And his advice to the woman who fired me on campus radio was fire him, because he realized that I couldn't be controlled. And I had to learn things and grow up, and it was a good call. But ever since then, he and I have spoken about, you know, the various managers that we've had, and you know, who's been good and who's been bad. And 98% of radio management people are just atrocious.
I saw Tim Zunkel the other day in a restaurant.
God, what did you say to him?
I didn't.
You know, you just walked on.
And he was with obviously an aspiring presenter who was talking like this with her presenter voice.
He was your manager at 5FM.
You sure he wasn't trying to get a date? Listen, I liked Tim.
He was there when we left, right?
Tim's my friend, but I could not work for the guy, and he didn't know what he was doing, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
We were friends before. And it was just weird working with him. Weird. Like, you're some people you just shouldn't work with.
Can't imagine. Yeah, working for... Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
Somebody says here, Roger is from Fishhook. I went to school with him. Yeah, that's right. Somewhere there.
Oh.
And then someone says, thankfully that isn't my theme song. Oh, this is Robin, Dr. Robin Spring. She says her theme song is not the vagina song.
Vagina.
Hey, that's actually a great theme song. I think you were
a gynecologist, that would be your song.
That's right. And she is a gynecologist, so this is perfect for her. Yeah. I don't know what the problem.
There we go.
That's a hell of a way to wake up, everybody.
Vagina.
This woman is from, she's from Nigeria.
Is it a woman?
It's a woman. Well,
I am queen of vagina. Queen of vagina, penis, promiscuous, promiscuous. I am queen of vagina, vagina, penis, promiscuous.
Come and have sex with my vagina. Oh.
Come and have sex.
I think the oar kills me the most.
The oar is the best thing.
There's so many oars in there.
What's her name again? Lady something.
Oh, Queen of Vagina. That's all I remember. Right.
Okay, so there she is. it's Friday.
So you went home after the interview. Did you bother to watch the State of the Nation, even though it's no politics Friday?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it.
I saw the fashion stuff.
Yo, it's bad, hey?
I actually thought it improved a bit.
You think so?
Yesterday.
Well, I suppose in the land of the blind, the one-eyed is king.
We've seen some.
Oh yeah, there was the yellow caterpillar one.
Remember her?
Yeah.
Buthelezi once wore a fascinator-esque thing that made it look like a butterfly was emerging from his head. So yesterday's really was.
I even
tame if you did a comparison.
Can I tell you who I really like?
Mm.
Only person in that parliament who I really would love to sit down and have a long chat to is Dr. Tsipho Motsepe, Cyril's wife.
Oh, I think I might see her today.
Oh, really?
If she's back from Cape Town.
She is. Oh. She has such a dignity about her. She's so above it all. And I don't know whether that's a good thing or not, whether I shouldn't say it because maybe people don't like that. But man, she just has such composure and comportment, and she's a real woman of the world, you know? You can tell that she is refined in every way. She has lived well. She understands things. She's not looking for attention. I like her a lot. That first lady of ours, you know, I'll take Cyril. She's something else.
Like a very odd
comparison.
And she's
so mysterious, don't you think?
That is it.
She's mysterious.
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
She's like a member of the royal family that never says anything. She's never been in any controversial situation. I mean, she's Patrice Motsepe's older sister, Bridget Radebe's older sister.
She's a doctor who's done incredible things.
She's a doctor. She does this Early Care Foundation, which is where I've met her a few times. And I know she does great work, and she wants no credit, huh? She passes on that credit. She's looking for no attention. And I have a sneaky suspicion she may be the finest of all of us.
It might be odd to make this comparison, but she reminds me of Mrs. Robinson, who is former First Lady Michelle Obama's mother.
Oh, yeah?
And Mrs. Robinson lived in the White House.
To you,
for Mrs. Robinson. I thought that's who he was talking about.
Okay.
She lived in the White House through both terms.
You didn't even know.
Give an anchor to the children.
Nobody
saw
knew she
her
was
photos.
There.
I think she's only done two interviews on record. But there's that grace. There's this spirit that Mrs. Robinson has.
You want to speak to her? She's on the line.
Oh.
Yeah. Mrs. Robinson, is that you?
Hello?
Miss Robinson, this is Gareth Cliff. We just wanted to talk to you about being in the White House and, you know, the kind of the things that you've done and what you know about the Obamas, and Sia's very interested in you.
So what? What's this all about?
Well, we just wanted to check in, you know? I mean, we've got nothing else to do on a Friday morning.
Now go ahead.
All right. So what is it like being the mother of a first lady?
Yeah.
I mean, that must be really interesting.
Maybe this is why she does
Woman
do
a few
interviews.
Words. Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
I don't give a shit.
This is
definitely. She doesn't take shit either.
Was it fun to be in the thick of things with the Obamas as a first family?
Oh, 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 oh,
It was just all right. Okay. What was the worst thing you saw when the Trumps came to visit?
I'm spilling hell around junkies and people shitting and pissing and throwing up on the floor, smoking crack and cigarette in my hallway, and they're coming in my house.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so sorry.
She calls it her house.
Yeah, I think we've upset you. I apologize, Mrs. Robinson. I had no idea. I do apologize.
Kiss my ass.
Oh,
she's changed. See, you see one person, but there's another one.
She is
living
actually
in
better
her.
Not speaking out yeah. much. Yeah, never mind. Wow. I hope our first lady isn't like this.
No, no, I don't think so. I distinctly get the impression she is not. All right, we've got a couple of things to get to this morning. Let's do it. Let's not mess around. Here's a lovely email from Shannon, who says, it's taken me 3 days to get through 2 weeks and 2 days of the show. You see, this is what I say is the problem. I'm going to digress for a second here. There's too much. We should do 3 shows a week.
And then you know the response that you'll get, though.
But look at how she's struggling here. This is Shannon. She's a fan, and she's struggling to get through all of these shows. It's too much. You know, you reduce the supply, you increase the demand. I'm telling you, this is too much. Anyway, here we go. She says, I was on holiday in Namibia and home to SA for 2 weeks and had serious withdrawals, but I've loved binging. Thank goodness for podcasts. I was sad to hear that Ben is only on twice a week, but happy that his other ventures are taking off. Well, he's not only on twice a week now. He's on less because he's so ill. Ben is basically, Ben is dying.
Death
he has
up.
Itis of the bronchi.
Yeah, he's finished. Enjoy Ben while he's still around, everybody.
You know, and you would think that he'd be healthy because he's the fittest of all of us, right?
No, he's dead.
And I recently heard a story of a family friend who's desperately trying to have children.
Yeah.
She's younger than I am. She's in her late 30s, so she should still be fine. But she hasn't been able to fall pregnant.
Well, that's where Ben is, in his late 30s, and he can't fall pregnant.
She's now gone for the IVF or whatever it's called. Yeah. And her eggs, they are fertilized by a healthy sperm, but they either don't get to the division point that they're supposed to. Some of them that were viable were later declared unviable because they had Down syndrome qualities.
Oh, whoa.
She is the fittest person in the world.
Yeah, but she shouldn't have kids. Nature is telling her, listen, honey, not for you.
Oh, well, you never know.
Or she should adopt.
Yeah, well, that's what I think too.
You know,
but
I mean, these people, I've always said, people who adopt are the real heroes of the world.
We should be recycling children, honestly.
Yeah, I've often wanted to have a child, and then I thought, well, what if it's not a great child? Can I give it back and get a different one?
Give it back where?
Well,
see, that's the problem.
You see, we should really have like a circulating adoption situation where you check the child out, and if it's smart and it's clever and it's going to grow up to be really impressive, then you can keep it. And if not, you throw it back into the cycle.
Well, not to sound insensitive, but you know, there's a fostering option as well, though.
I don't know. I'm going to have to adopt because I need people to push me around in my wheelchair at some point.
No, that's what you wouldn't hire a nurse for that. No, you'd make a child your slave. What a life that child's going to have pushing you around while you piss yourself.
Yes, freaking
the only
amazing.
Appropriate response is that, Sia. That is the only appropriate response.
But how magnificent is it that science has reached a point where you can find out if your child could possibly have Down syndrome
when it's 2 cells big? Yeah,
that's very. It's good, and I feel sorry for this friend of yours because if you really want a kid and nature's just not letting you have a kid, there are ways to override that. But I'm nervous about that. It's almost like,
but it also shows you can be as fit as you like.
Oh yeah. Well, Ben should be the fittest of all of us. But hopefully he'll be back on Monday. We're all holding thumbs. Then he can describe the symptoms of his new ailment or his old ailment that keeps coming. I don't even know what's wrong with him, but he's been sending us these very depressing messages about how there are vultures on his balcony. And
what's it called?
Yeah, he's down to 2 vultures, I think.
And they look through the curtains at him while he's lying in bed, and he can tell that they're going to come and eat him when he's dead.
Yeah. He's been shunned to the spare room in the house.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants anything to
His final days are quite sad.
Listen, while he's not here, Daniela posted a picture on Instagram. Do you follow her on Instagram?
No.
Oh, my God. She was wearing Princess Leia bikini from Star Wars. You know the one where Jabba has got her chained up?
Yeah.
Daniela was wearing this Princess Leia bikini. I don't know if it's like to try and cheer Ben up. Or if she's...
But did it cheer you up?
You know when you go past someone's story on Instagram and then you go, what? And you go back?
Rewind.
And then you hold your finger on the picture just so you can keep it there for longer so you can see what the hell's going on there. Because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This Daniela was dressed like Princess Leia. Only Princess Leia wishes she was this attractive.
Hey, man. Yeah.
So I got to ask Ben about that.
You see, so Ben has reason to live, so he'll make it.
Yeah, he'll make it. He'll be fine. Don't you worry. Princess Leia in that bikini comes to wake you up.
My
hot
goodness.
Coffee in the morning. You're gonna get better. Trust me. So Shannon's email continues. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to say thank you for an amazing show. I love each of you, and Gord has become one of my firm favorites. Thanks for making my commute to work enjoyable. Please make Sia work as magic and get Mabane or Flax on a reunion show. Enjoy the rest of your short week.
Mubs.
Well, Mubs called me the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Listen, my buddy is very unstable, but
and very mysterious.
Yeah, and we'll always love each other. And she knows she can call me anytime, and I call her from time to time. We send each other funny stuff on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
But she keeps telling me she wants to come and visit, and then she doesn't pitch. So I don't know if she's really busy.
Mm.
Or if she's got a new man sex slave in her life.
Mm.
A new Mr. X.
The dungeon keeps her
preoccupied. Remember how long she had that Mr. X?
And shame, and she protected his identity. She did everything to preserve that relationship.
Yeah. Did you get to meet Mr. X? Because I only got to meet him once.
Yeah, we met him at a party we had.
Yeah, and I just properly scared him.
He was a good
off.
Guy. He was, I mean, to put up with my buddy, he didn't, you know.
She's not an easy woman, hey?
Well, none of us are.
No, exactly.
You can speak for yourself.
Okay, sorry. Except for Sia, of
Thank
course,
you.
Who's perfect in every way. And Flax, you know, it's weird. I thought about him the other day because I think we're still friends on Facebook, but he never puts anything up. I don't know what he's doing anymore. He went AWOL with that girlfriend of his and moved away.
No, they've broken up now.
I know, but that was the reason he left, remember?
Yeah, that's...
Well, I did that too, remember?
That's right.
And I'm back.
Yeah, you fell in love and moved away.
Yeah.
And then when that ended, you were back in Joburg and, you know, people wanted you back. I wanted you back. So, I don't know where Flax is. I said to Sia the other day we must try and get him. I don't know if you've made any...
I don't know if a single Flax is a good thing.
No, he was great. Listen,
no, I've tried it a couple of times.
I think that kid, well, kid, he's now probably, 26, 27, maybe even more. He's a good guy and talented. There's a lot of talent there, and man, did he have to put up with a lot working with us. He grew up like that.
Yeah.
Coming from this cocooned and protective house that he was in and his mom and everything else, and then suddenly he was thrust into this place. It was like a rude awakening from hell. So good for him. I hope he's good. I hope they're all good. Enjoy the show and enjoy the rest of your short week. Peace and love, Shannon. So thank you, Shannon. Mm. Peace and love.
She took us on a trip down memory lane.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
all right.
It was a short week.
So much other stuff to get to this morning. The 5 things you need to know. Do you want to do those?
Yeah,
yes.
Bro.
All right. How about we do news music when we do the 5 things you need to know?
Oh, you've been inspired by yesterday.
Yes, I feel like I'm back in real radio. Do you like that news music, or do you prefer?
Oh, this one's a lot more
that's
special.
Good. That's, it's really efficient.
This actually made me sit up straight.
How about this one?
It's also good, but I still prefer the middle one.
You're actually a newswoman. You should know.
Yes, exactly.
One.
It's the middle one.
Or we can go with this one. Oh, that's like a breaking news.
Yeah.
How about this one?
I've got big balls. I've got big balls.
Let's see if it works. Hold on. 3 people have been killed in a car. No, it doesn't work.
Even Anon7 didn't stoop to that level.
All right, let's do it this way then. All right, the news. 5 things you need to know today. See, I can't help putting on a stupid voice. This is getting... sorry. It's never going
to
work.
Is it going to take it away?
Nah, you can't go... Once you've gone forward, you can't go back. All right, so that scumbag, Packham, you remember him? He's the guy who's been convicted of killing his wife. He's expected to apply for leave to appeal his murder conviction next week. He is, Henry van Breda is, all these murderers are busy trying to get clemency. I suppose I'd do the same thing. You know, if you're looking at a long jail time, a long jail sentence, you're going to do everything you can.
It's a survival mechanism.
But F you, dude. He's scheduled to appear in the Western Cape High Court on Wednesday. The National Prosecuting Authority confirmed that. He wants to challenge his conviction only. Court found Packham guilty on May 20th of killing his wife, Jill, trying to defeat the ends of justice by setting her car and her body alight in February 2018. He was sentenced to an effective 22 years in jail last week. So he's 58 years old. So he'll be 80 years old by the time he gets out.
Gosh.
I reckon you should go to jail for at least 22 years if you kill your wife. If you kill the person who you married to, I think that that's worse than killing a complete stranger.
Murder's second to killing your own kid.
Yeah, it's just horrible. And especially if you're the man doing it to your wife. And in this country, we've got so much ugliness perpetrated by men against women. It's just bad. And then while we're on court cases, the second story, because of the opening of Parliament yesterday, or rather the State of the Nation address, there was a humorous ending to Duduzane Zuma's court proceedings.
Yes. Do you still have that song?
Let me see. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's so weird.
It was weird. So who's the guy who did this? It was his advocate?
Yes.
Odd.
Yeah, so his advocate apparently got up at the end of proceedings and started singing Umshinewam.
And everyone was left in stitches.
Yeah. It's just so weird,
it
right?
It was Advocate Mike Helens SC.
Right.
And the matter was postponed, and then as soon as it was postponed, the advocate stood up and just blurted out the words.
Oh, no, that's Kill the Whites one. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Shiniwam. I don't have
we
it
We get
anymore.
So confused with the former president's catalogue.
I did. You know what? I once had a children's choir come into the SABC and sing Shiniwam.
Oh, awesome.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And they went, Shiniwam, Shiniwam. Like little 6 or 7 or 8-year-olds. It was hilarious. A whole bunch of school kids singing Bring Me My Machine Gun.
Those 8-year-olds had to go back home and tell their parents what they got up to today.
What did you do today, little Chloe? I was singing a song on a radio show, Mommy. And what did they make you sing? Was it Mary Had a Little Lamb?
No, it was Shiniwam.
So a reminder...
Brent, we have to talk about that school that we've sent her to.
Yeah. A reminder why this court case is happening. It's
he killed a person.
Yeah, when his Porsche rear-ended the minibus taxi that this Zimbabwean national was traveling in.
So the only question is, did he kill them? Is it culpable homicide or is it murder?
Negligent driving.
Or is it not his fault, you know? In which case he gets off. So there was a humorous ending. Apparently, Advocate Mike Helens blurted out the words as soon as the matter was postponed, resulting in former President Jacob Zuma, who was in court to support his son, breaking into a smile. As people filed out, some tried to get closer to the former statesman, but his vigilant bodyguards shoved the people aside. He didn't speak to the media as he made his way to the waiting car. Duduzane's case was heard at the magistrate's court early on Thursday and later postponed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there he is, the president's son, Duduzane Zuma, still in the news. In other news, the current president, he did speak about data must fall.
Yes.
Which I was kind of pleased about because the one and only time I've been in Parliament was, and I've never been there to visit, but I went to Parliament to actually present the case for data costs once. And I don't know whether they were just paying us lip service. For them, it seemed like it was a media event. But I was serious about it. And it seems that finally, despite my efforts, other people have obviously had more success. But President Cyril Ramaphosa, in his Sona, mentioned that one of the things he's going to be working on is the cost of data, which will be in line with other countries in the world. Over the last few years, there have been complaints from consumers about the high costs of data in South Africa. And obviously, here our business runs because you listen to us on your phone, so you need data for that. As a result, we would like data to come down too. So he said in his speech that he's going to do what he can for that. We'll have to wait and see, right? But good.
Good cause.
At least he's saying the right thing.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie has become Time Magazine's contributing editor. She's 44 years old, and she said she's going to write articles that will feature in the publication each month on the magazine's global forums and platforms.
That's interesting. I've never seen anything that she's written.
Yeah.
No, she's written a couple of pieces. Remember, that's how we found out she had the double mastectomy and the...
Oh, right.
And she's, you know, she does all this work with refugees. I mean, most of the refugees in the world are now in her family. She penned her first article called What We Owe Refugees to mark World Refugee Day, which she said refugees should be admired, and she questioned why the word refugee has such negative connotations. So Maleficent said, at the first sign of armed conflict or persecution, the natural human response is to try and take your children out of harm's way. Threatened by bombs, mass rape, or murder squads, people gather the little they can carry and seek safety. Refugees are people who've chosen to leave a conflict. They pull themselves and their families through war and often help rebuild their countries. There are qualities here that we should admire. Why has the word refugee acquired such negative connotations in our times? So she's, you know, she's a good writer. She's someone who we know really cares about these things. I don't get any sense from Angelina Jolie that she's insincere. It's weird, right?
Well, she did all of this before it was cool or fad.
I don't know. I just question her state of mind.
Well,
no,
we've discussed that.
She's
yeah,
totally
she's
crazy.
Yeah.
But I think she really means well here. I'm not going to second guess her. I take her at her word.
Just to go off on a bit of a tangent, do you still find her like Lara Croft sexy?
Nah. It's weird. She's kind of become. She's become a little more serious.
Mm-hmm.
She's not this. She's not a sex object in my head anymore. She's not a. She's not just some bimbo, you know. She's not someone who you just are physically interested in. I mean, I still find her attractive, but I don't find her sexy. Like I used to find her sexy. Those lips and the. You know, she's got those cat eyes. And
ooh, she made me question myself in those
really
scenes. With the motorbike and the leather in those Lara Croft movies.
This is a thing for you.
Ooh, I was like, you can raid my tomb.
Oh, wow. Wow, look at you.
And then I saw Brad Pitt and, you know.
And you suddenly remembered what you like.
I went back home.
See, this is I'm just remembering yesterday being on radio again and thinking they could never have conversations like this there. All right. French prosecutors on Thursday demanded a 20-year prison term for a woman charged with killing 5 of her children right after they were born, a crime that only came to light 1.5 decades after the corpses were discovered.
Oh, my word.
Sylvie Horning, 55, was detained in 2017 on suspicions she had murdered 5 children between the years of 1990 and 2005. She's the mother of 3 adult children. She's thought to have hidden her pregnancies even from her partner, given birth in secret, and then strangling the newborns at her house.
Is like Josef Fritzl type level.
Right. Nothing untoward was suspected until the discovery in 2003 of the bodies of 4 babies in rubbish bags in the nearby forest. See, you can't even hide these things in forests because eventually they're going to find them. The initial investigation was closed.
So crazy.
It was reopened in 2016 to take advantage of advances in DNA testing, and a year later they found the first link between Horning and the deaths completely by chance after her DNA was taken in a separate case following a fight with neighbors. This then showed she was the mother of the children whose corpses were found. She admitted later to strangling 5 children after birth in a secret room. A 5th baby was then found in a freezer at her home.
My word, this is just insane.
But I don't know if I believe the husband didn't know.
Well, he died in 2018.
Did he probably die?
He had said he was completely unaware of the events. Horning's mother is still alive, but did not testify at the trial for health reasons. So weird. What a story, huh?
We'll have to keep tabs on this one.
So the trial opened on Tuesday. The verdict is expected later on today. So we will keep an eye on this. What a story. My God. Isn't that something?
Jeez.
Yeah, Jesus, right.
She's definitely a twisted person.
Twisted.
She definitely has issues.
She twisted. Mm. She a bad woman. Women's. Alrighty. Did you know that in developed nations, the SME sector contributes around 90% to employment? In South Africa, it's only 50%. SME stands for?
Small to medium enterprises.
Very good.
Oh, good look at us, Leanne.
In the latest episode of the Healthy Business Show, Fred Rode, he's the host, finds out about the importance of good, high-quality mentorship and the different life cycles of a business. Get the podcasts of the Healthy Business Show right now on cliffcentral.com or wherever you listen. It is brought to you by Discovery Business Insure. Have you got it? What
got
is that, Sia?
Mm-hmm.
Discovery Business Insure. You can find them all on cliffcentral.com. It's a great series, especially if you're interested in business and especially if you have a business of your own, a small or medium enterprise.
I found these to be the perfect podcasts to listen to and from work because one episode can be split in between those rides. Oh, so fantastic. I listen to half on my way here and listen to the other half going home.
Start your day with New Healthfields Organic Vegan Muesli.
Well, at least two of the seven ingredients are organic.
Healthfields Organic Vegan Muesli gives you the boost you need to rise above your challenging day.
That would be the massive energy spike from the sugar disguised as modified cornstarch.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account, the seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
Well, you know, we were talking yesterday with Pumi here about the stuff that drives us crazy. The things that people say, but they don't really mean. Mm. The heard and unheard, remember? So, for instance, I was watching the president last night, and you know what politicians are like. They talk a lot of stuff. A lot of smack, really. They talk about things that they don't really mean all the time because they're trying to get you to like them.
Mm-hmm. We'll embark on this amalgamation of their current tenure of the dispensation, comrades, citizens.
That's exactly right. I don't know what he was talking about, but that's exactly what happens. You know what happens when people in the ANC, for example, say that they're all about collective responsibility. And sometimes this even happens in companies. What they really mean is, I'm not taking the rap for this on my own.
Yeah.
And I thought today we got some great suggestions yesterday, by the way, about things that people say which they don't really mean. Pumi said, I'm fine. If someone says, I'm fine,
yeah,
they're never fine. That's an absolute giveaway that they're having a terrible time and they don't like you and there's
especially
something
if you use
seriously
the
wrong.
The high-pitched, I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So at the office, people do this too. If you look at email, for example, this idea of sincerely at the end of an email.
Mm.
What's that all about? You don't mean it's sincere, especially if you are sending a rude email to someone. No, this is not what we agreed. Sincerely, John.
Regards. Ooh. All the best.
Yeah, all the best. Yours, John. I'm not yours.
Yeah, there's a lot of office speak that just doesn't make sense sometimes.
Well, the one that really bothers me is when people go, with all due respect.
In other words, they're just about to disrespect you.
Right.
Yeah, you need to brace yourself when you hear that.
They're saying to you, whatever comes after this is going to be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. With all due respect. Boom.
You see, I like that one and something along the lines of, as I mentioned in my previous email.
Yeah.
Oh, that means I've told you this before.
Yeah.
You're not paying attention.
You clearly aren't doing your job. Yeah.
Shout if you need anything.
Or a friendly follow-up or a friendly reminder.
Yes, which actually means I'm not being friendly.
It means, why the hell haven't you done this yet?
Shout if you need anything. I feel like we're trying to be nice, but it's like, don't bother me.
No, shout if you need anything is what you say when you've done everything you can and everything that you're expected to do, and now it's over to them. You're basically saying, all right, now you've got to handle
balls
this
in your court. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Get on with it. Shout if you need anything. And also when people say, I hear you, but they haven't heard you.
Yeah.
They disagreed. They started thinking of what they are going to say before you even finished your sentence.
But it also then says, so this entire time before this, you weren't really listening to me?
That's it. Correct.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, what have you been doing this whole entire time then?
Or right. If I can be honest, or honestly, then yeah, have you been lying the whole time?
Well, that came up yesterday as the most obvious one of all. If let's be honest. Well, what were you doing before?
Yeah.
But if you are going to use the hashtag let's be honest and give us some of your ideas around things that people say, even in the office, since that's come up for today, give us some of those on social media. You can add them up on Twitter. You can put them on Instagram. You can send us a WhatsApp on 0797482090. We want to hear the things people say, because I think this is really important. We're not just talking about this because, you know, coronation, believe and trust. We talk about this because I actually think it's important to know what you're saying, and it's important to understand what other people are saying. That all the problems in the world have crept in that gap where you're not understood properly, mm-hmm. or you're not making it easy for other people to understand you. Your words actually matter. Wars have been started over less. It really does make a big difference. So you may not be aware of it, but it does break down people's trust in you if you use bad language. And I don't mean foul language. I mean language that isn't sincere, that isn't true, that isn't real. And remember to try and speak as honestly as you can. Be more purposeful with your words. Because trust is earned one word at a time. It's a large part of life and a large part of investing. And if you're looking to invest your money long term, choose the people who believe in trust above everything else. You can ask your financial advisor about Coronation. This is brought to you by Coronation, this conversation. It's an authorized financial services provider. You can find out more by asking your financial advisor. But I also think it's really, we've got a couple of days to discuss this. I think it's really interesting to hear what people's opinions are. Around the kinds of things that we say to each other that we honestly don't mean, that we shouldn't be saying, when we sometimes mean the opposite.
Mm. Well, Gareth, there are lots of moving parts around us.
See? That's the kind of thing.
We just need to figure out our values more, our corporate values.
Work on our mission.
But let's just take this conversation offline.
The Money Magnet Seminar with successful multimillionaire Chad Engel is coming to Joburg.
So that Chad can continue being a multimillionaire with your help.
Learn Chad's Money Magnet secrets to attract wealth.
Secrets like attracting money with pricey seminar tickets and a 6-book series.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account. The seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
It's the weekend, baby. Said by Sia time. All right, what do you got for us today?
Oh, Leanne, you'll love this.
Is it an animal?
Absolutely. It's a bit of an animal story. I don't know if a South African audience would have been this forgiving, but an entire concert series on the Jersey Shore has been cancelled after they discovered threatened birds' nests around the venue of this concert. So the entire community was like, listen, we gotta take care of the birds. We can't have loud music.
And concert, this is Jersey Shore. Over.
I know, right?
They don't usually care about those things.
This is not what we saw on MTV back in the day.
Oh, those are just the birds.
I know.
They're in agony.
Is that how birds are from the Jersey Shore sound?
Exactly.
So the discovery of federally protected shorebirds' nests has led officials to cancel these concert series that were meant to take place in the community of Sandy Hook and Jersey Shore. This is what the National Park Service has announced. So it's the piping plover bird.
Called a plover.
A plover.
I know, it's not. You know, I also used to call them plovers, but someone corrected
me. One of those. Plover nest.
A plover.
Was found at Sandy Hook's beach last week.
Plover's such a boring bird. Do we really need to be looking after after this thing?
Well, they're protected by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, actually, and this is what has led to this decision. The beach concert series was meant to take place here, and this is when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service intervened after they discovered some nests that were around this area. And they started talking to the concert organizers. The concert organizers felt bad. They put this out there to the public saying, look, we can start looking for another venue, but we really want to protect these birds. And the public said, okay, actually, sure, we understand. Like, isn't that something?
Yeah.
So they released a statement saying, in order to...
I want to give credit to millennials on this one. We knock millennials for sixes every single day. We say what superficial and puerile people millennials can be. And you know what? They are in a lot of respects, but this is one area where I've got to give credit. Like, there's this general conscientiousness about the world and the environment and about trying to be better. And I admire this. And it's only millennials would do this. Gen X people wouldn't give a shit about these plovers and their nests and their eggs. And
to take away the opportunity to just drink.
They'd pour beer on the bird while it's sitting on the nest. They'd eat the eggs.
Gen X people, their tails alight.
They would be just douchebags about it. So, you know what? Good for the millennials and the Gen Zs, because that's why this concert's been moved.
Yeah, they've agreed. They said that noise scares the birds so much that they can't focus on what they flew here to do, which is to live for a couple of months, to lay eggs, and then to also move on. So they said, in order to fulfill the park's legal obligations and give the birds the greatest chance at nesting success, this year's concert series has been cancelled. We want these special birds to thrive. So this is quite awesome. Kudos to you guys. I think it's very, very sweet. That's it said by Sia for this morning.
Alrighty. Very nice. Thank you, Sia. Just before we get to seven, a few of the messages. First of all, this one's from Angelique. She says, Gareth, I had an amazing sex dream about you. Well done.
Oh, that's nice.
I only hope you can live up to it in reality.
Sure, the pressure's on.
So I had to obviously go and look at her picture. You know, because WhatsApp, you get pictures with. So there's a picture of her with, I think it's her boyfriend, but I'm not going to tell him. Don't worry, honey.
Yeah, and don't.
No, I don't. I'm not going to tell him. He's got nothing to do with him. She looks nice.
Maybe you can have a sex dream about her now.
Have a look at her.
I'm away.
Oh, she's quite attractive. She had the sex dream. She's nice, huh?
She's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, I like her highlights.
Oh, I can always. I've got her number now. It's on the screen.
Do you know what I love most about that message?
Please call her in private. Don't call her now. We don't want to hear this conversation.
I feel like we got to share this with the audience.
Oh, no.
The message, she says, well done. Well done to you, Gareth.
Yeah, she says, well done. I was good in the sex dream. Well, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
I'm an Angelique.
Somebody says, let me see what's on here.
Yeah.
All right, this one's, I was on leave for a month. It took me about 2 weeks to get through old shows. I loved, loved, loved listening to you guys throughout the day. Could listen all day. Okay.
Maybe we should do the show all day.
No, I think that's a bad idea. And then this one, that whackhead guy, he did play Nirvana at 7 a.m. about Cannibal. What is this? I'm looking forward to us getting some homegrown in Cape Town. Oh, this person's talking about weed. Apparently, you want the cream weed with HTC for best results. Well, we're going to speak to Gord next week. He's back from Amsterdam. He's brought back some seeds. He's going to be planting his own crop. He is a serious... Now he's an evangelist for weed, without a doubt.
Yeah, so he's changed.
You don't approve? It seems like you don't approve.
No, yeah. I don't.
What do you mean he's changed? I'm not surprised by this behavior at all.
Yeah, I don't mind this at all. I think that this is entirely expected of Gord.
What do you mean, Mommy Leanne?
What do you think he's changed? I don't think he's changed. Gord's been he's always been into this stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right, so lots of things to get to. We've got a busy morning ahead. Stick around, news and all the rest. It's all coming up.
This is CliffCentral.com.